with Nikki and DeMello.
Nikki and DeMello, thanks to the Mandra Forum.
97.3 Coast FM.
It's a very, very
weird world.
Okay, this just has me confused and angered.
Okay.
Okay.
Share. Get it off your chest.
All right. Mostly confused and a little bit weirded out.
Okay.
A 33-year-old guy in California has been caught trespassing.
Yeah.
Okay. So far, with me, he was caught on the home security camera of the house that he was trespassing at, where he spent about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. 3 hours, a long time.
Yeah. Licking a doorbell.
Sorry, what?
Oh, this is...
First of all, gross. How unsanitary. A doorbell.
The thing is, they've got, you know, they've got, like, cameras on your doorbell, essentially, these days. Like, that's what caught him. Like, he's come in, looked at square at it. Like,
oh, my God.
Amazing.
That's like a horror movie. And if you're watching that, you would just... I'd cry.
It's just weird.
That's
just
gross.
Really weird.
Gross. And does he understand how a doorbell works?
I don't know. This is how he spent his New Year's Eve. 3 hours licking a doorbell.
Happy New Year to me. Ding, ding.
Oh. He maybe just wanted to ring in the New Year.
Oh, love it.
Maybe his diet was lacking iron.
Oh, okay, that's enough.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Well, midweek edition.
Yes. And revisiting very quickly the Kevin Hart Oscars saga, with reports he's decided once again against returning as this year's host, despite Ellen's call to the Academy to get him back on board.
Mm.
Hart says he feels like a distraction now to the awards ceremony and would have limited time to prepare now, so it's all just come to a halt. The Academy will reportedly go forward with plans for a hostless Oscars telecast.
I wonder if anyone will notice.
Probably not, to be honest.
Well, given that the Golden Globes were the lowest rating effort
ever, it's time to get rid of the host.
Awards are kind of moving into a different territory.
Mm, just get lots of hosts, lots of famous hosts, you know? How they present the awards.
Yeah.
Just let them do everything.
Or get the Muppets to do it.
Yeah.
Bring the Muppets back.
Now, Margot Robbie has been tapped to star in an upcoming live-action Barbie movie. Margot revealed the news in a statement saying, "I'm so honoured to take on this role. Barbie has empowered kids to imagine themselves in aspirational roles from a princess to president." Amy Schumer and Anne Hathaway were previously expected to star in the project, both rumoured to have pulled out after receiving backlash from fans.
Wow.
No release date has been announced for the film as of yet, but I reckon Margot's going to smash it. She just smashes every role she does.
Bring it on.
Golden Globe winning Green Book star Mahershala Ali has revealed some after-party insights following the awards on Monday. On yesterday's episode of Ellen, Mahershala shared his story of Bill Murray dousing him in vodka after the award show.
Bill was, you know, toasting us, and you know, I don't drink, but Bill toasted his glass on Vigo's head, and then Linda, and then toast on my head, and vodka just spills all over my face and is running down and into my eyes and burning.
Oh my
God. In my mouth, and I'm like doing the whole interview with an eye closed.
Oh no.
Afterwards, so
Vodka in the eye.
Yeah, vodka in the eye.
Yeah.
It felt like just hot acid just rolling down my face. But hey, it's Bill Murray.
Now, with the release of the 8th and final season of Game of Thrones looming, HBO boss Richard Plepler says he's in awe. Don't laugh at his name.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't.
What is it again?
Plepler.
Plepler.
Okay.
He's in awe and that the final 6 episodes feel like 6 movies.
Wow.
The network also aired the first footage from the show's upcoming 8th and final season during Sunday's Golden Globes. In the promo, Sansa Stark tells Daenerys Targaryen, "Winterfell is yours, Your Grace." The final season is due out in April.
We could be in it with that kind of acting, I swear.
Nikki and DeMello's 3 things you need to know.
Okay, we've got an aquatic kind of theme happening today. Recreational fishers, it is marin season. Kicked off noon yesterday and runs through till midday February 5. So
the rivers, mariner rivers, aren't they?
Largely, yeah. So get up with your licence and rules and all that kind of stuff.
fish.wa.gov.au
for that. And it's a good time to check the rules for fishing generally.
Mm.
I've noticed stories about people being fined recently for net fishing in the wrong places and taking undersized crabs again.
Yeah.
So fish.wa.gov.au.
And if you know the rules, stick to them.
Yeah,
don't
if you
think,
don't,
oh, I'll just take a couple.
Look them up.
Leave the fish alone.
And continuing our marine theme, if you spend time around our waterways, you're encouraged to download the Dolphin Watch app and help keep an eye on our aquatic mammal buddies.
Okay.
There have been a few cases where, like, you know, people have used the app to sort of help beached dolphins.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, just, wait, you take a photo of them or?
Oh, well, you download the app and that sort of points you in the direction of people that can help out immediately. Okay. Or if you see animals in trouble, the Department of Biodiversity Conservation and Attractions Wild Care Helpline is one to keep nearby. It's 9474 9055.
Now today, DeMello, you could make your own flex tangle.
I don't even know what that is.
It looks like a chatterbox.
Okay, I don't know what a chatterbox is.
You know, the things
mine
you call
a bit.
Yeah,
the
that's
thing
a chatterbox.
How many things can you think?
You put numbers on them, you colour them, and
how many kids did you?
Yes, think? Stop doing that. God, everyone gets it. Stop it.
You're a little touchy this morning,
guys. Oh, God, that's just really getting to me.